Tonight down in the Blue Fox, we have a CD release party going on for a band that has just made their first appearance here, Southern Governor. What's up, guys?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Same. Different day. Let's go around and see who I got here.
Jared, I play bass.
Stacy, I play guitar.
I'm Pat, I sing and play guitar.
Josh, and I play drums.
All right, now Pat, Stacy, and Josh, you three are the brothers, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And you just hired this other guy. Just
yeah, he's pretty much family though. And then the guitar tech's our cousin.
Cool, keep it in family. So where exactly are you guys from here in this area?
We're from Winchester, Virginia.
Oh well, so am I. I'm right here. I thought y'all might have been from West Virginia or something.
Close to it.
Winchester Va, as that guy was saying in that interview I was watching y'all do that.
Yeah, crazy Va.
How did y'all come up with the name Southern Governor?
Really, our dad kind of came up with it, which has been yet to be really explained on how he came up with it. But we was under another name. There was another band in the area that was using the same name. They asked us to change it, so we kind of had to come up with a name. And the week we had to come up with a name, we had an article in the local newspaper, so it was kind of like rushed situation. But yeah, our dad came home and said, well, what do you think about Southern Governor? So that's pretty much it.
Does your dad play music?
He used to play banjo a little bit. He still does a little bit, but not much.
Ever gonna let him sit in one night?
You never know.
Do it Hazy Dixie style. So how long you guys been together then? When did you three start playing out as a band?
Yeah, we started playing in 2009, like officially as a band. We've been playing guitar like together since what, like 2006? And in 2009 we decided to actually start a band up. Jared just joined us this about 2 months ago, yeah. Really kind of helped round out everything.
Sort of.
Well, if anybody ever wondered what Hanson looked like in the future, we have him here. Bad joke. Who did you replace then?
Nobody.
We had the A Live Spence bass player Dino playing for us for a while. Cause last year we kind of went through a transition period to where we was mainly like a cover band, like playing Skinner stuff. We basically quit that. We didn't like abandon it. We just focused on like originals and stuff like that. So all of last year that's what we did. And then last November we actually went in the studio with Chris, and then this year Jared, he actually opened up for us in his band.
I was in Ghost Children, one of the local area bands.
Yeah, heard of that.
Yeah, we were all right.
Didn't you play here once?
No, we were supposed to, but we ended up giving it to a band out of Inwood of Break a Day.
Break a Day, yep.
I actually did an interview with them, and I'm doing a show with them soon.
Cool guys.
Yeah, Adam won our drummer competition here.
We just met him the other day at 147 North when we played with, it was Jay Powell's open mic, actually.
Yeah, I missed that night. I wish he came down.
Played with him during the bass competition. That.
So. Yeah, Jared's going to be in Jay Powell's bass competition.
I forgot. I got to get going on all that stuff because I do all the design work and promotion.
Oh, God.
It's my time. Tonight's the official CD release party.
We've been giving away download cards with 5 songs, but this is the official release party of the full-length album.
So how was Chris Robertson as a producer?
He was good. I mean, he really taught us how to write the songs actually the way they're supposed to be, rearrange them better, stuff like that.
Did y'all have any really formal music training before getting in there?
Some and a little bit, mainly just starting out, not really, just, you know, kind of learning how to play chords and stuff like that. We took some lessons from Phil Zuckerman a little bit, but we did his rock room. It's in the area here. Other than, I mean, we kind of learned on our own.
Yeah, Phil's a legend. I've actually recorded him in my studio. Did you get to play that LA Gun show?
Yeah, we actually did. It was us, another band called
West Main,
and then LA Guns. But it was a good show.
How was it meeting LA Guns?
We never really went up and talked to them. They kind of got off when we was loading our trailer up, and they said hey to us a little bit. But I think they talked to our other roadie, you know, said hey on the way in the building, but we never legitly, you know, said hey, what's going on? But you know, but they was all nice guys.
That's actually, for a lot of people don't know, that's Axl Rose's first band. It was LA Guns and Roses.
Oh yeah,
thank God he got out of it. Hanging out with Blackstone Cherry, any chance they might take you out on tour?
I hope so. I don't know. I mean, the problem is they don't come around here and play that much. I wish some people would, you know, book them.
Maybe we'll try to get them here.
That would be cool.
I keep looking at all those pictures on your website of the studio there. Is that your all's house, or is that the studio that you're recording at?
The studio we recorded at is the, it's kind of got like some like banners and stuff hung up. The other one where it's kind of got like a actual backline set up, that's our actual rehearsal place. It's in the basement of our home.
You want a battle bands to open up for Jackal.
Our bio kind of makes it seem like that, but no, we won the battle of the bands. What was that? 2009 or 10, and it was supposed to be at a concert for Celebrate Virginia Live, but the radio station that did it ended up to where we didn't get to play for like 2 years. Basically, we finally contacted them, and they're not working with Celebrate Virginia Live this year, but there's talk of us playing another festival in the area, like in October or something, but it's not final yet.
They shelved you all for 2 years over a contest?
I have no clue what's went on with that. It's just been, I don't know. We're hoping to get it figured out.
So how was that Jackal show? Did they bring up Chainsaw?
Yeah, they did. Been so long ago. Their guitar tech, I know the guitar tech was really nice. Because, I mean, some bands, they're roadies and stuff. They're just, the bands are cool, but the roadies are just like, they get tired of dealing with up-and-coming bands that have no clue what they're doing. But he was actually cool.
Roadies are definitely cool.
Well, the Jackal show, we joke about this all the time, but there was this band playing. And I have no clue of what they was even called. I'd have to look at the flyer. But they had like a mascot that was, it was basically a panda bear. A dude dressed up. They would be playing. It was kind of like a rap rock group. It was great because the panda didn't sing. He just jumped around on stage and stuff. Basically, in between, like during guitar solos or whatever, he would literally go backstage and pull his panda helmet up and just start smoking weed and stuff. I think it was because Dino was with us that night. Their guitar tech walked in and Dino was like, "Man, I smoke cannabis. Where's that coming from?" And the Jackal's guitar tech came up to him. He's like, "Yeah, man, that panda bear out there's got some good stuff."
Off the record. I love the way y'all do it yourself. I love all your advertising. I love what you're doing. So you don't need a record label or anybody else to shelf you all ever again.
Well, it'd be nice to have the record label for the loan to actual record and all that.
About 15 years ago, this band got signed. The guy that used to own Sweet Carolines, his friends got signed by Madonna's record label, Maverick. They had a bald head in the band, and that was the same time Vertical Horizon hit. So they got shelved for 2 years, couldn't play anywhere, couldn't play Winchester anymore, and then got dropped after the 2 years. So they lost 2 years of their lives and you didn't get to make any money or do nothing.
Oh man. Well, I mean, this day of age, there's a lot of bands that's kind of doing it themselves. I mean, look at Pop Evil or somebody like that. They're on a record label, but you know, record labels nowadays, they just can't do all what they used to do back in the 70s and stuff like that, because I mean, the way the economy is. So I think it's that video Boss's Daughter, they actually paid for that themselves while on a record label, and it's like one of my favorite videos they've done.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning Pop Evil. I've heard them every interview now so far. You guys got to go down to Florida and check out that Putnam County Music Fest. That must have been a thrill.
It was about like it is today, rainy and nasty, but it was a good crowd. We were supposed to play on the main stage, but it was, I don't know, it was like a tropical storm or something. And so they was like, well, you can either play under the rodeo tent or possibly not play at all. And after driving, 10 hours to go down there, we was like, we're here to play, so we're going to do whatever it takes.
Rain or shine.
Yeah, it was cool.
Okay, Jarrett, you want to tell a joke? Dude walks into a bar.
Tommy Lee's drumming.
Dude, that's funny. I thought we'd be tired. I noticed y'all got all your merchandise up there. Got the earrings, the drumsticks, the backstage passes. Cost a lot of money out of your pocket to do all this stuff here.
Yeah, especially, well, the last 6 months or something with all this record stuff going on, it's just been crazy trying to pay for everything. When we get t-shirts, we're sold out of like larges and stuff like that, but hopefully we can save up enough to get some more.
Keep them coming, man. That's the easiest promotion there is, t-shirts.
Yeah.
You all are on, let's see, Reverb Nation, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, your own websites.
Yeah, we're number one on Reverb. We've been number one for Winchester for the last, month?
4th.
Since like a couple days before we went to, no, it might have been the day of the Florida show.
May 4th.
Well, I hate to bust your bubble, but I've been the number one DJ on Reverb Nation for Winchester for 9 months now, and I haven't released anything. I still don't know how I'm number one. How's the summer looking for y'all?
It's looking pretty good. I mean, we're still trying to book some shows. We got next week, we're in Harrisonburg at the Basement. Look there, 2009, it's been a long time. And then we're at Phil Zuckerman's place below the Fringe, June 29th. We're doing J-Pal's, it's a Battle of the Bands thing in August, but it's called Lowdown Showdown. And we're also on the Midsummer Night Scream that he's doing next month here.
Me and Jay go back a long way. He was the first band I signed to my record label, actually. Okay. And now look at him. How is this social media working out for you? You sent me a thing back saying thanks for liking the page, and I heard you say you try to do that with everybody, liked your pages.
Yeah, I do it for everybody, unless they're not able to be messaged on Facebook. Sometimes I'll friend them, sometimes I won't. But yeah, so if you haven't been messaged by me, that's probably why.
It's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the new way. I mean, you almost have to adapt to that now because, I mean, there's so many other bands out there that don't really use all of their tools they're given. Facebook, we're on MySpace. We don't really do anything on MySpace.
Nobody knows.
I don't think anybody does.
I can't even remember my passcode to get in MySpace.
Same here.
If it wouldn't be saved on my computer, I probably wouldn't either. We do a fair amount on Twitter. Reverb Nation, we're on quite a bit.
We're on Instagram, too.
We're on Instagram. We haven't posted anything in a while, but
there's too many things now.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of.
I'm on Twitter, and I don't even remember last time I tweeted.
It does it automatic for us if I post something on Facebook. Well, I didn't know how to do that until Brian Holt told me how to.
Yeah, Brian Holt, is he doing your graphics for you?
He's done some. He's done our website for us, which is fantastic, which I end up calling him like in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. in the morning to ask him questions, so probably he's tired of that. But John did the artwork for the album from Blackstone Cherry. He's done our actual logo for our kick drum and all that. But Brian actually did the release party flyer, and he's done some of our flyers for us, and, you know, other stuff like that too. He's used like the stuff that John's gave us, and you know, he's all kinds of, he's a wizard at that.
Yeah, he definitely is. One of my competitors here in town, but I love him.
Well, he lives right up the road from us, so.
All right, so that means tonight it's going to be a lot of original music for the CD, or thrown in a cover.
Oh, we got a couple covers. I know we're doing Give Me Back My Bullets, which we end up getting Brian Holt up to sing. And at the 147 North show, we ended up getting Brian and J Pal. And that was interesting. But
don't let J Pal up unless you have to.
Yeah, I was actually singing It's My Time for the first time in Winchester, and he was sitting out front, and he was literally singing it louder than I was up on stage, and I was like, I should have just got him up to sing it.
That's my boy, Jay. What's your favorite band out there right now?
I'd have to say between Blackstone Cherry and Skinner.
Yeah, I would say probably old band, Leonard Skinner, new, probably Blackstone Cherry.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Y'all are Skinner fans till you die, I think, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
I took on AC/DC, so.
Glenn, what do you like?
Taylor Swift.
he sings it into his comb every morning. So
yeah,
we are never ever ever getting back together. Cause you know who you are.
We should play that.
We should. Always like to say, Taylor, nobody wants to get back with your ass ever again. Anyway. Yeah, so y'all are definitely big Blackstone Cherry fans now, huh? Was that before or after y'all went to record?
No, it was before, because we've known about them since 2009. Of course, if you told me in 2009 that we was going to record with Blackstone Cherry, or record with Chris Robertson of Blackstone Cherry, I guess, I probably wouldn't believe you.
I Love Gasoline. Please play that tonight.
Yes, our closing song. Glenn, our guitar tech, actually co-wrote with us. So now that's like his favorite song. Like,
What line did you write? The first one?
He wrote like the first line. If you listen to it, your red lips light up my eyes.
Who'd you write that about, Glenn?
Taylor Swift. What is Gasoline all about then?
Taylor Swift.
Probably will give you a burn if you're not careful.
Yeah, I guess it's about a woman. Because the chorus goes, you burn through me like gasoline.
Anything you want to say to your fans out there that you can't talk to on Facebook?
Just thanks for supporting us over the years, and buy the record, even if you ain't out tonight.
Even if you don't like it, just buy it.
Yeah, just buy it. Hopefully it'll be on iTunes in the next week or two. It might be on there sooner. I don't know. It's kind of complicated. I'll probably end up having to call Brian to figure that out. But yeah, just thanks for supporting us and coming out to other shows. I'm sure we'll be playing somewhere.
It's My Time is the CD release tonight, and hopefully it is their time. Southern Governors. Thanks for coming in, guys. Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye. See you later.
Peace.
See you.
They're hitting the Bone Station tonight, Southern Governor. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on their own website, southerngovernor.com.